about the 10 foods we should not eat. Mm-hmm. Food number one,
high-fat luncheon meats.
Huh?
High-fat luncheon meats.
Yeah,
right.
High-fat luncheon meats.
The University of Southern California, they did a study a few years ago, and they said that children who eat 3 hot dogs a week have 9 times, I'm slowing down,
yeah,
9 times the risk of leukemia versus children who do not. Now remember, the leading cause of death in children age 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. The leading type of cancer is leukemia. And the University of Southern California says 3 hot dogs a week, 9 times the risk of leukemia. So friends, if you don't hear anything else I say, please feed your children right. We have tremendous resources available to you today which specifically deal with childhood nutrition. Sharon and I have 4 children. We've been married for 25 years. And we've been blessed to have super healthy children, but we make sure that we feed the kids the right food on an ongoing basis because we realize our children's health is our responsibility. It's not their responsibility. You haven't. My 5-year-old doesn't jump in the car and go to the health food store or the junk food store and buy junk food and bring it home. If we bring good food home, they eat good food. We bring bad food home, they have to
eat bad. To diet sodas, Cokes. All that is bad.
Yeah.
What's in them that is so bad?
The aspartame.
Aspartame, and it does what to the body?
It's been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. It causes
memory loss.
It causes depression. It messes up serotonin levels in the brain. It's unbelievably bad. I can't tell you how bad diet sodas are.
Then you talked about
margarine.
Margarine.
Trans fats. Right?
Trans fats. Mm-hmm. Then you talk about shellfish.
That's right.
Which are bad. Then all the cookies and the
junk food.
Junk
food. High fructose corn syrup. That's right.
And you covered
number
all
6 to stay away from. Is interesting because it's almost in everything. It's MSG, monosodium glutamate. When you look at a lot of, in fact, they had Senate meetings on this a few years ago trying to force the manufacturers to label it because it contains a compound, monosodium glutamate, called glutamic acid. Glutamic acid in neurochemistry is called an excitotoxin. It overstimulates brain cells, gives you terrible headaches when you get food if you're allergic to MSG, and it kills your brain. It actually eats holes in your brain, glutamic acid.
Lord. Well, stay with that a second and explain that.
Monosodium glutamate is added as a flavor enhancer.
And it comes in chips.
It comes in chips. And so the government...
Chinese food.
A lot of times you go to a Chinese restaurant, you need to ask them, do you use MSG in your food? And a lot of them have right on the door, no MSG used, because there's so many people get really bad headaches from it. If I just get a taste of it, I get a tremendous headache. Because remember, the MSG, the glutamic acid, is an excitotoxin. It eats holes in the brains of the laboratory animals it's tested
on. Good God.
See, so here's the problem that we run into. People say, well, we're not a laboratory animal. Well, that's true. But the problem is this. Excitotoxins damage neural tissue. We know that. Here's the problem with trying to do a double-blind clinical research study using human beings. You can never get it past the board to get it approved. There's no way we can try to intentionally eat holes in a human being's brain or cause brain cancer in somebody because they won't approve it. They won't do that. And so that's why we have to use the animal studies when these products are so poisonous, they do this. And that's the importance of, you know, the animal studies and what they do. Number 7 is chlorine in the water supply. Chlorine and fluoride. Both chlorine and fluoride are deadly poisons. They use chlorine gas in World War I to kill people with. And when we were at Florida State and we were in organic chemistry, if we produced a chemical that released chlorine gas, we'd have to use a vented hood they call a vacuum hood because they didn't want the chlorine getting in the room because you could die from it, one good whiff. And see, we put it in the water to kill bacteria, but we shouldn't put it into our bodies because it kills our bodies too. The same thing with fluoride. Fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum production and it's used as rat poison. So many people don't understand how important it is to maintain your health and to do the right kind of food. In many cases, you can determine the state of a person's health by looking in their medicine cabinet. You can find anti-cough medicines, decongestants, antacids, inhalers, tranquilizers, aspirin, sedatives, painkillers. We have over 30 million people taking the drug Prozac. You know, I told people 20, 25 years ago that Prozac caused children to commit suicide. And nobody believed me. And they thought I was crazy. I said, no, this stuff really messes up serotonin levels. So finally, a couple of years ago, the Food and Drug Administration forced the manufacturers to put a black box warning with the strongest warning you have on there, stating it causes suicidal behavior in many patients and children. Now, how sad is that? And so here we have a drug that we can use omega-3 fats like cod liver oil, which is one of the best things you can take for moderate to mild forms of depression. It almost can cure everybody with that problem by taking one product. Omega-3 fats, with old-fashioned old natural cod liver oil, which we talked about yesterday. I can't mention that we only found one brand that works, but it works very, very well at that. And people don't understand how important it is to put the right nutrients in your brain, put the right nutrients in your body, and you can feel and you look good every single day of your life.